USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Tens of thousands of people across Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and New York are in the dark due to a powerful storm that dumped 2 feet of snow in some places. Parts of Vermont and western New York were among those that saw more than 2 feet of snow. A lake effect snow warning is in effect until Monday afternoon for several counties in western New York, and the National Weather Service says significant additional accumulations of snow are expected off Lake Erie. The South Korean and Japanese government say North Korea has test-fired two ballistic missiles that have a potential to strike Japan. The launches are the first weapons test in a month and come just days after the North claimed to have performed a key test needed to build a more mobile, powerful intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike the U.S. mainland. Pope Francis, in an interview published Sunday, reveals that he wrote a resignation letter in case medical problems impede him from carrying out his duties. Francis celebrated his 86th birthday on Saturday. He had bowel surgery last year and has been hobbled by knee pain for months and have seen him use a wheelchair, although lately Pope Francis has been seen using a cane to get around in public. A Tennessee man who allegedly entered the U.S. Capitol on January 6th is now accused of conspiring to kill FBI agents. A criminal complaint accuses 33-year-old Edward Kelly with conspiracy and solicitation to commit a crime of violence. Authorities say Kelly had identified dozens of law enforcement personnel involved in their investigation of him. The FBI says he and Austin Carter, another man from Tennessee, were involved in the death threat. Both are behind bars. At the World Cup, in a back-and-forth finale in Qatar, Argentina and France are headed to a shootout after extra time, tied at 3. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Have you noticed it calmer in the skies? Disruptions on flights nationwide have fallen by nearly 75% since the Biden administration's mask mandate was overturned by a federal judge in April. There have been 2,300 reports of unruly passengers in the skies this year, compared to nearly 6,000 last year, with the overwhelming majority because of masks. The Food and Drug Administration says Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has been linked to blood clots in older individuals. Researchers looking at a database of elderly persons in the U.S. found that blood clotting in the lungs deserves a more in-depth evaluation. The data looked at more than 17 million elderly Americans who got the vaccine between December of 2020 and this past January. The study is published in the journal Vaccine. The FDA says it is not taking action because this does not prove the vaccines cause blood clots and is still under investigation. New York State wins one for the animals.
New York has become the 10th state to ban the sale of cosmetics tested on animals. The law, known as the New York Cruelty-Free Cosmetics Act, prohibits the sale and manufacturing of cosmetics that have been tested on animals. It goes into effect in January 2023. The entire country might soon follow New York's path. The Humane Cosmetics Act, introduced in 2021, would ban the sale and manufacturing of animal-tested cosmetics throughout the U.S.
That's Corey Myers reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.